This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? The sound of supernatural spirits talking? Well, no. But that's what it sounded like to Marco Polo as he traveled through China's Lop Desert in the 13th century. He also described the sound as a variety of musical instruments. And in reality, the mysterious noises are the product of what could be considered to be an unusual sort of instrument, the desert sand dunes.
And it's a sound that, again, it's very similar to kind of the tones you get on a cello.
Melanie Hunt, a mechanical engineer at Caltech. The dunes sing when sand avalanches down the side.
Which would then be somewhat equivalent to using the bow on the strings of the cello.
Hunt and her colleagues recorded the sounds produced closer to home by California's Kelso and Eureka Dunes. They used 4 dozen geophones, microphones you stick in the sand, and they mapped the dune's structure with ground-penetrating radar. Turns out dunes that sing are built differently from silent dunes. They're topped with an even layer of dry sand, about 5 feet thick, on top of all the damp sand below. And that layer of dry sand is like the body of an instrument. It traps and amplifies certain frequencies more than others.
And so really the size of the instrument is really going to set the range of frequencies that you get. And that's really kind of the same thing with this dune.
When the sand avalanches, it shoots off sound waves of various frequencies. Those waves then travel through the dry sand, hit the wet layer, bounce back, hit the air on top of the dune, bounce back, and so on. As that happens, a lot of the frequencies cancel out and dissipate. But certain waves have that Goldilocks frequency, around 80 hertz, and as they travel back and forth, they amplify, creating that booming sound. The study is in the journal Physics of Fluids. The bad news? Since the instrument requires a uniform, thick layer of dry sand, Hunt says the dunes tend to fall quiet in the cooler, wetter months, meaning you'll have to brave the summer heat if you want to hear the dunes when they're really in tune. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.